if anyone had said that this team, going into training camp, OTAs, and minicamp, that we would be 14-4, how many of you would have been standing on your head and saying, heck yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all the truth. It's all the truth. Now, this football team lost their starting quarterback, lost his starting running back, Dalvin Cook, and talking about Sam Bradford, and still finished 14-4, one game away from playing in the Super Bowl. I think that deserves a great game. A couple of guys that were a part of that, long snapper Kevin McDermott and kicker Kai Forbath. Kai, let's start with you, because let's face it, everybody wants to dump on the kicker. Okay? Let's just call it like it is. When the team is not playing well, things are going bad, the coach is, you know, is upset with his girlfriend, and the general manager is upset with his kids, the first thing they want to do is mess with the kicker. Why is that? Why do people envy kickers so much?
I don't know. It's really annoying because we're expected to make every single kick we go out there to make, and if you don't make it, then you're, you know, hated on, and you don't even want to check social media after that. But when you make it, it's like expected. You know, but this year was great. The coaches really, you know, came up after every game and said you were a huge part of that win, and kind of felt a level of respect and appreciation for the kicks we did make this year.
What do you think was the biggest game? I mean, they're all big. They're all big kicks. But if you could pick out and point to one game this season, what do you think was the go-to game or that game for you?
I think the game against the Saints in the playoffs. I mean, the way we won was unbelievable. And I'm not saying the field goals got forgotten, but,
Well, they kind of did. I mean, let's face it. But had not been for those field goals, we never would have been in a position for the miracle in Minnesota.
That's very correct, yeah.
Kevin, again, I was going to save this for later, but since Kai's already talked about it, the Minnesota miracle, you had a ringside seat. You saw this heavyweight fight going back and forth between the Saints and the Vikings. When New Orleans went down to tie the game up, after we went ahead, Drew Brees goes down with a minute 45 seconds left, they tie the game up. What's going through your mind?
Well, I have an interesting history watching football games because when I was 10 years old, I was in stands when the Tennessee Titans scored a touchdown with 16 seconds left in the game to beat the Buffalo Bills in a wild card round in the Music City Miracle. So after Drew Brees put the Saints in position to score that field goal to put them ahead, I thought, well, okay, we have the guys to get this done, to get ourselves in position. And, you know, I had a belief just because I've seen it happen before. You really can be in a position where you think that, you know, you're out of it and something crazy happens and you can get right back into it. So I was just, you know, hoping and praying that we'd be able to get into good field position for Kai to go out there and kick a game winner. And when Diggs caught that ball, I just started yelling, "Get out of bounds!" And then I immediately stopped and I realized there's no one between him and the end zone.
Man, I know that you were close by. Take us through your range of emotions as that play unfolded.
I mean, well, we went from making the field goal to then kicking the field goal to 10 seconds left and him catching that ball. And I'm thinking, he's supposed to step out of bounds. We're going to have to go kick the field goal right now. I had just made one thinking, okay, that won the game. So it was a roller coaster. but yeah, that's what kickers, you know, we do this for those chances to do it. Obviously, every point matters, but to get a chance to make a kick like that just is really what we do this for.
What did you tell him? How far did you tell Prefer, that special teams coordinator, how far did we need to get in order to give you a legitimate shot at the game winner field goal?
I mean, I think we would have probably tried anything, you know, within reason, probably something like 60, you know, two went in. But, you gotta try one.
62 yards. What's been your longest kick, Kai, in a game?
57 in a game.
57 in a game.
Game winner, right?
No, before halftime.
You guys spend so much time together. I mean, they are, you know, a fun group. And talking about the big three, talking about the kicker, the long snapper, and the punter, who's also the older, and talking about Ryan Quigley. Talk about the relationship that you and the confidence that you have to have with that three-prong approach.
I mean, they make my job easy because I don't have to worry about it. You know, I've known Kevin. We went to college together, so I've known him a long time. I know the snap's going to be there every single time, so that takes a huge part out for me. So Ryan was new this year. We spent a lot of time in training camp working with his holding, and he got really good. So that was never an issue for me. All I had to worry about was making a kick at that point.
Sometimes we're gonna dive off the deep end here just a little bit with long snappers. The holder on PAT is an extra point. The holder is back how far?
8 yards.
8 yards. It's your job. Most people think, well, you just bend over and throw the ball between your legs, right?
Yeah, most people think that.
Okay.
They
but
do.
There's a method to the madness. There's a scientific explanation for everything that long snappers do. How many rotations on the ball between snap to holder?
Two and a half.
Two and a half rotations. Two and a half. Who was that that answered that? Hey, give that man a round of applause.
He knows his long snapper.
He knows it. You fed him the answer, man.
I did.
Okay.
Or I listened to the Power Trip. Yeah.
That also could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, you don't have enough to do, man. Two and a half rotations between center to snap. How long from snap to holder to kick?
Our goal is always around 1.3 seconds.
1.3 seconds. Operation from snap to kick. What happens if anything goes off? Whose responsibility is it to make the adjustment, holder or kicker?
Well, it's both. My job is to make Ryan Quigley's job as easy as possible. I'm supposed to give him a ball that is a tight spiral, that's easy to catch, isn't thrown too hard because you don't want it to be so difficult that, you know, it's like catching a pass from Brett Favre. And you don't want the laces to be anywhere but facing right down the pipes, right towards the field goal post. And then Ryan's job is to make sure he catches the ball first, finds the spot where, he's told Kai it's going to be, presenting the ball for Kai to swing his leg. And then Kai, you know, like he said earlier, is trusting that we're going to do our job, putting it in place for him, and then just swinging his leg like he's done thousands of times.
We've heard so much about laces, you know, the kickers kicking the laces of the ball. I mean, it's still the ball. You should be able to make it from anywhere, regardless of whether you got the laces or not. Can I talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a visual thing. It doesn't affect the flight of the ball at all because, I mean, you see kickers all the time kick the laces and it goes right down the middle. So I guess it's a confidence thing. You see the laces and say, oh, crap, like, you know, what's going to happen here? So you just have to be confident. And anytime, you know, the hold's a little off, same thing. I mean, you just have to be confident and just swing through it.
What is a nightmare for a kicker? Laces left or laces right?
Probably left, but it's more if the ball is tilted left. I have a pretty heavy lean to the right, and if the ball is tilted the other way, then it's going to miss pretty far to the left.
Yeah, because we've heard a lot around here about wide left, and that's something that that's not any vocabulary around here. Okay. Kevin, you're also the long snapper for punts. Talk about the difference between snapping for PAT's extra points and snapping for punts.
So PATs and field goals is more of a finesse and placement game. You're trying to hit something the size of a quarter, you know, right on Ryan Quigley's hand, right when he opens it. opens it. And like I said earlier, you're not trying to throw a fastball. So on punts, my job is to get the ball 15 yards back to Ryan Quigley in under 0.75 seconds. So I'm really trying to throw it with everything I've got, and I'm trying to hit him right on the right hip. The hip location depends on if you're a left-footed or right-footed punter. I always want to hit the kick leg and the side of the punter of the direction that he's punting. And then from there, unlike field goal where I'm putting my fists in the ground and just trying to get big because I only have to protect for 1.3 seconds. On punts, you've got rushers who are, you know, some of the biggest D-linemen and some of the most athletic linebackers. And their job is the second the ball's out, they're trying to rush those A gaps and get upfield. So the second I release the ball, whichever way Anthony Harris, our PP, has sent me, I'm supposed to get up, protect the gap that I've been assigned, and fight as hard as I can for those 2.05 seconds until the ball's away. And then I've got to get out into coverage and go make a tackle.
All right, now you are protected by the rules. There cannot be a rusher on either side of you. Is that on punts and field goals?
Well, so they're allowed to be on either side of me. They're not allowed to be head up.
Okay.
So I can't have a D lineman lined up right over in front of me before the ball is snapped. But teams have figured out a way to get around this by having two guys in the A gaps just angled in at you. So the second that the ball snapped, some teams, depending on what their scheme rush is, they may just say, you know what? We have no chance of getting to the punter. Let's just slam the long snapper and make him think about the next time he has to go down in his stance and snap the ball. Like, oh, I'm worried about blocking instead of the snap. So Coach Prever tells us all the time, you know, Kevin, what's the most important thing you do? And snap the ball. And so that's always my focus, presenting a good ball for Quigley to catch and, you know, punt down the field. And we had a pretty successful year this year.
Do they get in your head sometimes? I mean, are you thinking about that guy that head slapped you upside the head?
No.
You lying. If somebody slapped you upside the head, you know you're thinking about it the next play.
No, you can't, because if you think about it, then you're going to be, you know, short-arming your snap. It'll end up at his ankles. And, you know, listen, it's part of the job. And if they want to run me over every single play, more power to them. It means that they're spending two guys on me instead of going to block the punt.
Kai, let's talk about this football team, because you guys are a third, special teams, offense, defense. Talk about what made this team so special this year. What was special about this run?
I think this is the first year that I've been a part. I mean, it's my sixth season I just finished, and this is the first year that I think everyone wanted to play for each other. There was no individuals, no guys worried about their stats and, you know, whatnot. It was just the offense working for the defense, special teams working for the defense, offense. I mean, just all around, a great group of guys. I mean, guys who typically you probably wouldn't talk to outside of football or, you know, in conversation and supporting you and telling you great kick and whatnot. Like,
and how important is that? Because specialists are known to be out by themselves. You guys work out by yourselves. You don't work out with the team as a whole, with the exception of a couple of periods. But how important is that encouragement from your teammates?
It's huge. I mean, not that I don't feel part of the team, but they really did make us feel part of the team this year. You know, when you have Everson Griffin running over to you after a field goal and high-fiving on the sideline, you know, it's just the confidence you get from that is huge.
I also think that it says a lot about the guys in the locker room. That special teams is so important. A lot of the guys that are key players on our team now came up through the ranks and played special teams when they were younger or do contribute still. I mean, you think about Adam Thielen. He was a practice squad guy, then he was on every single special team, and now he's a Pro Bowl wide receiver. But he knows the importance of special teams. He knows how hard Kai and I work and what it takes to contribute on those units. And, you know, Harrison Smith was a fullback on punt when he first got in the league. Everson Griffin used to be a gunner on punt. So some of the biggest names on our team have contributed on special teams in the past, and I think that really brings the whole team together.
Okay. You've heard from these guys. Now we want to hear from you. Do you guys in the audience, do you have any questions for our two specialists, Kevin McDermott and Kai Forbat? Not you. You know everything already.
I might know everything, but this is a two-part question for Kai. One part is, what's it like coming through half a season with a team and then having to pick up where somebody else left off? And then, Kevin, are you worried about David Morgan taking your spot?
I'm not worried about David Morgan taking your spot. Yeah, I got you, Kevin.
Thank you.
This wasn't my first time doing it, so I had a little experience coming in midway through the year. But it was nice having Kevin and Jeff Locke, our former punter, here. We all went to college together, so we had worked together many, many times. So it wasn't that big of a transition. And like I said, the guys in our locker room made it very easy because they're just great guys and welcomed me, you know, the second I got there.
And I know David won't be taking my job at long snapper, but I can't say enough about how well he did in that Packer game. You know, he has never long snapped in a game before then. He picked this up just kind of on the sidelines because we needed a backup snapper. Chad Greenway used to be our backup, and with his retirement, we needed someone. And so Blake Bell, another one of our tight ends, was the snapper until he got injured. And David was practicing for 2 weeks, you know, on the sidelines at practice. And then when I went down to the Green Bay game, you know, he came to check on me and was like, "Are you sure you can't play?" I said, "Yeah, you know, the doctors have said I can't go back in. So, you know, listen, just throw a catchable ball, you'll be just fine." And we had 3 punts and converted 2 field goals with him in the game. So that speaks to Kai having confidence in Quigley and, you know, Ryan being patient and helping David. But everybody did a great job.
But wait a minute, you should have seen Kai's face coming out at halftime. After a couple of warm-ups, I thought I was going to have to suit up and long snap. But no, I agree. He did a great job. Anything else out there? Yes.
So I'm really curious to know how you guys, what conversations were had in the locker room. What do the coaches say as you're getting more and more into the season? You keep winning. Tendency
is to kind of psych yourselves out, or maybe take games for granted. Just curious what was said, or either amongst
teammates or the coaches.
Coach Zimmer made a pretty strong point every week about just taking it 1 week at a time, and never getting ahead of ourselves. You know, we believed in ourselves, but never, you know, taking any game for granted. And I think that really helped us succeed this year.
Yeah, every Monday after a game, he'd congratulate us on the win, or, you know, tell us what we needed to improve on. If we had a loss, even if we had a win, we'd go over the stats and say, "Hey, listen, we won, but X, Y, and Z need to get better." So rather than focusing on the wins or losses, it was more of, "Hey, here's how we performed on Sunday, regardless if we won or lost, and here's what we need to get better at."
Let me ask you this. Let's go behind the curtain just for a minute. Who is the weirdest teammate in the locker room before and after the game? Well, let's start before. Who has the weirdest warm up? You know, and I guess we're in Randall's because Johnny Randall, without question, was the weirdest guy. He was the weirdest player in the world to warm up and to get himself psyched up. Who's closest to Johnny Randall on this football team?
Probably Everson Griffin. He has very, very intense warm up for the game. He is a ball of energy, and you know he's a character, but he doesn't have an ego. I mean, he's a great teammate, so we all love him.
As you know, as the years go by, things change with a team. This team, this current 2017 group of Vikings will never be the same. Who will be missed from this group through age, through injury, or through coach's decision, who would you miss most?
I mean, am I, like, looking in the future and saying who's not going to be here next year?
No, that's not what I'm asking. You know, out of all those teammates, because you have relationships with all of those guys, let's say that something happened to one of them, who would you miss the most? Besides your kickers.
I was going to say.
No. You're not getting off that dirt easy.
Well, I'll stay on special teams. Anthony Harris, for me, is one of my closest friends on the field, but also just someone that I can depend on. The relationship between a long snapper and a fullback who's, you know, making the calls and putting me in the right positions to succeed is a special one. So, you know, we have a level of trust out there on the field, and so we've been together now for 2.5 years, so I think that that's what it was.
I'm going to go the age route with Terrence Newman. He was a guy, my first year out of college, I was with the Cowboys, and he was with the Cowboys, and we were both injured. And, I mean, he was a veteran guy. And I was just some rookie kicker injured, and I'd never seen me kick before, and he showed me the ropes. I mean, we hung out, and we went golfing together, and kind of welcomed me to the league, and just made the whole process a lot easier for me, and now I'm getting to play with him here, so... It'd be tough to see him go.
As we wind down, what made this team special? Because there were not a whole lot of quote-unquote superstars, but you had a team full of guys where everybody did their job. You had some guys that excelled in certain positions. But why were you guys so close? I mean, I observed you. It was not only that you liked each other, but you played well together. What was that chemistry like?
I think that everyone on the team had respect for each other, and everyone was each other's biggest fans. You know, if the offense made an unbelievable play, the first people congratulating them when they came off the field was the defense. Kai makes a 50-yard field goal in a game, Everson Griffin's giving him a bear hug. You know, Adam Thielen makes a touchdown catch, Ryan Quigley's running up to him and, you know, giving a chest bump. So I think that a lot of credit goes to Coach Zimmer, because you're right, everyone went out there and did their job, and that's something that Coach Zimmer stresses is, listen, do your job correctly so that someone else can go out there and do their job. And I think that everyone took that to heart.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I've been saying all year, is just that this is the first year that I've been on a team where guys are playing for each other and not for themselves and their careers and whatnot. Like, we actually had a family, and not, this isn't people just going to work and going home. They wanted to work for each other, and I think that's the key to success in this league.
All right, guys, the season is over. Super Bowl 52 is a couple of days away, and what does the offseason look like for Kevin McDermott and Kai Forbeck?
I'm from California, so... as much as I do like it here, I'm going to go back to the warm weather and stay in shape and hit the beach and play with my dog.
So, as you know, I dislocated my shoulder and had surgery in January, so I'm on the road to recovery, and we'll be here with Eric Sugarman and our award-winning training staff up until we head back to OTAs, when I'll be back snapping. But my wife and I have bought a home here in Minneapolis. We really like the city, so this is our home year-round. Take a trip here or there, but that's all.
Purple Nation, how about it for Kai Forbeck and Kevin McDermott?